What is he saying? It forms what, one body? Okay. Hallelujah. So it is, listen, so it what? So it is with Christ. I want you to get this. So it is with Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. What part of your body you leave out when you go to the table? What part of your body you leave out when you go to sleep? The body get to do what? Get the opportunity to participate in all of the action that's take place. All the members. What God wants us to get, understand, because see, it's your will. You have a will to yield to what the Holy Spirit is saying, to what God is saying, to what he has done. He didn't force you to obey. He give you a will to yield to his will. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have I don't know even enough to talk about it, but you have a signal in your brain that will call your finger to wiggle. When that signal comes from your brain, for that finger, you notice my toes are not moving. You can't see my toes, of course. But I can wiggle that one finger, then I can do two. You see what I'm saying? Well, because it's submitted to what? The head. What God is want to get across to us, he made you independent, but you are one. You can choose to obey or you can choose not to. And he based it on love. If you love me, you will do it. You won't fight. And this is where ignorant comes in, or Satan comes in with ignorance. If you don't understand this, he make you ignorant of the importance of being yield and do what God tells you to do. And you got other stuff pulling at you, the flesh, the mind, right? And if you don't renew your mind, if you don't get your flesh under, and it'll lead you around. I told you many times, until I got control of it, it really had control of me. Because I was saying it, and it took the advantage of me. I love ice cream. And it took the advantage of me until I got control of it. Now, my flesh rises up, I love ice cream, shut up. You don't get no ice cream today. It's when I say, only when I say. Hello? So let's get back to this. Let's get back to this. Hallelujah. Now notice he said, formed only one body, so it is with Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Notice, the anointed one. If he formed one body, out of all the members, and it's only had one body. He is who? Christ. Who is he? Christ. He is what? The anointed one. If he's the anointed one, you are the anointed one because you are the body of Christ. That means you are anointed because he is the anointed one. You wouldn't say, there come Jimmy. Well, there's head over there. There's body. No. If my head is enjoying something, in my head, and what God wants to understand, because you have a free will, you have a right to operate in this power, this anointing, this liberty, this life, that the enemy comes to rob you of it through deception. And you have the ability to tell him, no, I bind you, I stop you. You have no right, now stop it. But if you have no knowledge of this in your heart, you can hear somebody else say it and repeat it, but it doesn't work. You have to get it in your heart. Out of your heart come the power. Out of the heart come the forces of life. So, let's read on. Verse 13. For by means of the personal agent of one Holy Spirit, just one, by means of who? We were all. How many of us? We were all. See, this will stop all denomination and all the other stuff. It'll stop racism. It'll stop church hopping. It'll stop all of that. Denomination, all that stuff. When we go to the scripture, we understand that people in the body of Christ is at different level of maturity. But position-wise, listen to what it says here. We were all, whether who? Jews or Greeks, what else? Slaves or what? Free, what happened? Baptized and by baptism united together what? In one body. And half of us, I'm sorry. And all made to drink of one Holy Spirit. But ye shall receive power. You see what Satan had done? This is what Jesus said. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, where? First in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then where? Utmost parts of the earth. Then when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all in one accord in one place. Suddenly, there came what? A sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. That one Holy Spirit, they drink from him. See, when you were born again, you were immersed, put into. The Holy Spirit put you into the body. But when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, he came to come upon people, empowering them. Because you were put into the body, you are anointed. You have an anointing in you because you're put into the anointing. Because he just said it in verse 12, Christ, the anointed one. You've been joined to him. You've been put into the anointing. But the Holy Spirit comes upon you to empower you. Then if members of the, once they get born again, don't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit come upon them, they have not been empowered by him, but they have the Spirit of God in them. And he can lead them because he's in them. But they are missing out on the gifts of the Spirit and all that the Holy Spirit can do. And Jesus told us a bunch, taught us a lot. In John Gospel, they're important. He said, I send the promise of my Father. He told them what he would do, right? He just went down there. He'll teach you all things. He'll guide you. When he speaks, he only speak what the Father say and what I say. It's just on down the list. And it's not a confusing thing, but it's a trick of the devil, people. And because when you get caught up in tradition and religion and untrue thing, people are a creature of habit. They pick them up and they take hold to them. They don't want to let go of them. But if you just go read the script and be honest with yourself and pull those traditional glasses off and get rid of them and read the Bible for what it says, the Holy Spirit can tell you. He teaches us all things. It's not hard to do this. It's not hard to learn. How many of you, it was hard for you to learn how to drive? Wasn't too hard. Because you wouldn't quit and you wouldn't give up. You wanted to drive. Because you wanted your car. Come on, talk to me now. I know how bad I wanted one. Amen.